Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Buliwe Gabaza, and for today, we are going to be getting into the ongoing, fight against cash, the ongoing push to increase digital payments in South Africa and the wider and broader African continent. And we are going to be talking today to probably one of, if not the biggest payments provider in the world, that is Visa, and just getting a sense of what's actually going on in that digital payments market. They recently released a study showing that two-thirds of card accepting small to medium enterprises in South Africa have increased have reported increased revenue and footfall. So we're just going to get a sense of what's going on in that space. What is the push looking like today? What does digital payments look like in the South African landscape? What are possibly some of the gaps before we can completely go to a digital payments environment? So joining me on the line is Lineshri Moodley, who is the country head for Visa South Africa. Lineshri, greetings to you today.
Good morning, Madiwa, and thank you for having me. Really is a pleasure to be here today.
All right, Lineshri, let's begin with, maybe looking at some of the stats out there. This is probably one of the things that we have been following for quite some time on this particular platform is the growing adoption of digital payments. Luckily, we started this platform before the COVID years. So we've been seeing, watching, and observing a lot of increased adoption when it comes to digital payments in South Africa and many other parts of the world. What's the view now? You and I are talking at the beginning of 2025, February to be exact. What's the picture? What is the snapshot looking like at this specific point in time?
Thank you. In South Africa, we see a thriving digital payment ecosystem that is really emerging. And when we look at merchants as well as consumers, we're starting to see a really strong preference for digital payments. When you look at some of the data from the report that we had commissioned, we see that almost two-thirds of merchants and nearly 60% of all consumers are preferring card payments. E-commerce is, e-commerce has really grown through the pandemic, and we've seen accelerated growth post the pandemics as consumers are becoming a lot more comfortable to transact online. And we saw that, 78% of e-commerce merchants are already accepting online payments. So definitely a very vibrant payment ecosystem and one that is continuing to grow.
All right. One of the things that's always interesting when it comes to merchants and specifically accepting cards and digital payments is who to go for. Obviously, as Visa, you guys are agnostic to who the payment provider is. My understanding is your role is to provide, the payments rail. And when you go to a lot of small businesses in South Africa, particularly in the more informal parts of the economy, you tend to see merchants with a number of different card accepting machines. They'll probably have like two or three. I've actually seen a stat from one of the fintech operators that says that in South Africa, I think it's an average of 2.5 card machines. I can't remember. I stand to be corrected there. Per merchant. Your merchants are so cost sensitive that they are usually looking for whoever can give them best deals. For accepting some of those card payments. What do things look like on that front?
So when we look at digitizing SMEs, and we know they're the lifeblood really of the economy, both in South Africa and across the continent, maybe I want to make a couple of points. Through the study that we commissioned, we absolutely have seen, yes, that there are concerns, especially when it comes to the cost of, be it the device or the transaction. However, the value of accepting digital payments is really significant. We know that when you bring more SMEs into the digital ecosystem and they become more efficient and they become more prosperous, they actually uplift the communities in which they operate, and ultimately they drive economic growth. One of the things that merchants see, and obviously we see as well, as they do more and more digital payments, and you're able to see the data and the transactions, be it fintechs or banks, also seeing could see that data and are able to provide credit and allow you to scale the business. So a really big or significant value of actually doing digital payments is the ability to access credit to grow your business. I think some of the other advantages in when we did the survey of using digital payments is improved cash flow, improved efficiency. And I think one of the concerns, or some of the biggest concerns when it comes to acceptance, is risk of robbery, because you have large amounts of cash. And then the other one is on embezzlement as well, or as when we ran the survey, where some of the sellers or merchants are afraid that employees steal money, and then also a lack of control over cash flow. So I've mentioned a couple of things for the reason that even though it's concerning, or it does concern a lot of merchants in terms of the pricing, the value of what they get in terms of value-added services, the ability to scale their businesses by accessing credit, etc., far outweigh it. It doesn't mean we don't have to address the concerns that come out, but I do think the ability to accept digital payments opens up quite a lot of opportunity for SMEs.
Just out of interest, when it comes to that adoption, right? What do you think has been the bigger carrot? Do you think it's more the efficiencies, the safety, and ability to automate maybe stock taking, the ability to have that track record, that electronic record of your purchases and your transactions, that's now readily available and easy to create because, a lot of these card machines are able to or help you to automate that process? Or do you think the bigger carrot is literally the consumer saying, "Hey, all I have on me is this bank card. Do you accept?" What you call this? Do you accept card payments? Because I've been in a lot of those situations where you want to buy something, and the first thing, even before I make the purchases, do you guys accept card payments? Because I typically, personally, I don't know where I fall on the spectrum, but I personally don't carry a lot of cash around. So where I'm purchasing, my purchase decision tends to be driven by does the merchant accept card payments. But from what you're seeing in terms of the broader SME space and the broader consumer space, what's the bigger carrot for SMEs? Is it the efficiency gains, or do you think it's the consumer demand for those card payments?
And I think it's both. I mean, you've got to look at both sides of the ecosystem, right? The consumers and the demand, and then on the other side, from an SME perspective, wanting to actually grow your business. So maybe let me start with the first one. Is there is definitely a concern that there will be a loss of sale if they do not take digital payments. And when you look at some of the survey results, like 52% of the SMEs that were surveyed said that convenience for customer is really what drives impact due to digital payments. So to your point, there's definitely a drive from the consumer in saying, I don't have cash. And again, for safety reasons as well. Consumers are not carrying cash, and so digital payments is convenient. I think the second part of it is, from an SME perspective, in order to grow and scale your business, I think that there is an acknowledgement of the type of value that coming into the digital ecosystem provides. One is the ability, to your point of mentioning transparency, being able to see the transactions and hence being able to get access to credit to grow and scale your business. The second one is the improved efficiencies and also having a view of things like some of the value-added services you can provide to the SMEs of inventory control. You know, you're able to see what you're selling, during what periods, how do you effectively manage your stock and your inventory? And I think those are all driving factors for why we're seeing more SMEs want to take digital payments. I also think that, a key concern with cash is the risk of robbery. We see that 65% of all people surveyed, mention this, and I think that is also a deterrent to wanting to accept cash.
All right, and it makes a lot of sense. One of the things that I always challenge fintech operators on is to say, the day that we can get the car guards to accept digital payments of some sort, and I know there are a lot of initiatives around that particular space, because there tends to be a big mismatch in that particular market. In a situation where you are at a retail or office park and you've got car guards, typically the people that are parking their cars do not carry cash, but the car guards tend to be people that operate in a cash economy. And do you have a big mismatch there? And then, the second one being the taxi industry, And I always just laugh and challenge the fintech operators to say, if you guys can get, these two aspects of, everyday interactions to be digitized, especially the taxis, because, there's so many taxis, I believe, 250,000 to 300,000, taxis on South Africa's roads. And, the number of commuters is, multiples of that every single day. You will definitely move the needle when it comes to digital payments in the country, for all the reasons that you're talking about, the safety, the convenience, the ability to create, some of those efficiency gains, records and all of that.
Absolutely. And it was, if I could just come in on digitizing the taxis, I couldn't agree more. We actually, in 2023, towards the in the last quarter, in a partnership with a fintech Loop, actually launched digital payments in a taxi in the Western Cape on one of the routes. And we used our tap-to-phone technology in order to enable, the taxis to accept payments, because we're seeing an absolute opportunity when it comes to driving cash out of the environment, being in the actual taxi industry. So, I want to say when taxi drivers, as an example, start to accept digital payments, again, you actually start to stimulate economic growth, because you can see the transactions that are going through, again, providing the ability to extend credit to grow their businesses. It's safer for consumers, to actually use digital payments to pay for their taxi fares. And it's also safer for the taxi drivers to not have to carry, a large amount of cash with them as well. So it's something that we're very passionate about driving in the context of the South African market. Since that pilot, we've actually launched another two again, collaborating with Loop, which is a fintech, and we're really hoping that digital payments takes off in this space. Like I said, fostering financial inclusion is key when you're looking at digitizing this industry as well.
Lineshri, I like the fact that we are talking about this particular aspect when it comes to the taxis, because at least it means that people are trying to move the needle when it comes to this particular issue, and kudos need to be given to providers such as yourselves that are working, and especially because you guys have more than one particular example or particular project that's trying to attack this specific issue. And I do think that helps us to then switch over to say, for the parts of the economy that have not yet digitized, where digital payments are not yet a mainstay, what are the issues hampering that particular adoption? You've mentioned time and time again the safety aspect, the convenience aspect, the ability to digitize, financial record stock, all of these things that come as a result of increased digital payments adoption. But South Africa is still considered a cash economy, so it means that there's still a significant enough portion, of business still being done in cash, that we do need to ask the question of what's still holding back, adoption on the other side of that coin.
Yes, and I think when it comes to if we look at SMEs, it's and I've mentioned some of the reasons, right? One of the barriers is the onboarding, which we have to get right. I think the second one is if you look at how we enable acceptance, we operate within an ecosystem. And so, we partner with fintechs, we partner with financial institutions, we partner with governments, and we come up with solutions and propositions that really speak to why SMEs would actually want to be onboarded. I think the critical things we've seen is obviously the cost of the transactions that make people hesitant. The second point that we have seen through the research that we commissioned is that despite wide acceptance that we've seen, there's still fraud concerns among merchants. So promoting security of digital payments, particularly card payments, is crucial. So consumer education plays a really important role in terms of why digital payments, one, is important, and two is digital payments are in fact safe. I think when people think about, whether you're tapping your card to a device, etc., there's a bit of a hesitance, and I think that consumer education is quite key. I also think that as we go through in terms of enabling acceptance, finding the right partners that can reach certain areas, etc., is quite important. And then the third one is being able to articulate the value and the value-added services that you can provide to sellers and merchants. So, things like inventory control, things like having the ability, to manage your cash flow. In previous research that we had also done, a lot of SMEs are saying, the one thing is to be able to attract customers to my store, but how do I ensure that I retain them? And I think loyalty starts to play quite a role in the conversation as well, in terms of what can they offer to the customers to keep them coming back. So we're working across all of this. Consumer education is really quite key and a fundamental enabler of it all, to actually displace cash when it comes to SMEs taking acceptance. And then on the cost, it's about understanding how do we come together as an ecosystem to look at what are some of the low cost acceptance methods that we can actually put into the environment to help. One of the examples we have is our tap to phone technology. And that's what I think is, or what we need to do to enable more broader scale acceptance.
Very curious to understand, Lineshree, from what you're saying, because there's a lot of different aspects, you know, that that are being brought about. You mentioned the onboarding earlier on. You also mentioned things like, you know, things like your cost. And then things like some of the solutions that a company such as yourselves have, such as, you know, the tap to add that you're talking about. Does digital, from your view, does digital payments adoption, is that something that can possibly be addressed in maybe one big swoop or policy change? I'm thinking about one of the big examples that people typically refer to, which is India and its UPI system. You know, to say there was a national push, a big policy agenda from the government, and they said we want to make sure everyone has a bank account, and then we want to make sure that we are able to have everyone having an ID of some sort, a digital ID, and then all of that is going to be the infrastructure to help, you know, to put in place, you know, digital payments and all of that stuff. Is there room in South Africa for, you know, maybe one big policy change, or do you sort of see it continuing to be that dynamic that you're talking about, where you're sort of attacking it in these small, seemingly small ways that move the needle in their own way?
Absolutely. So I think that governments play a really important role when you're looking at advancing digital financial services. And we've certainly seen globally where you have this type of intervention, like the example you mentioned, that there is an acceleration in bringing people into the digital financial ecosystem. I think from a Visa perspective, we work alongside governments, fintechs, banks, etc. And especially with governments, we work alongside them to, as an example, you know, the one example, sorry, I need to redo that. Okay, I'll just start the answer, but the question is clear. So I certainly believe that governments play an important role in advancing digital financial ecosystems. We've seen globally that when governments do get involved, like in the example you use, there is a large scale adoption and there is an acceleration in terms of bringing in more people into the financial ecosystem. From a Visa perspective, we work alongside governments. And, you know, one of the examples on this is when you look at real-time payment system, we look to overlay some of our fraud capabilities, because you want to ensure consumer trust in leveraging the payment. Because when you have that consumer trust, then you actually get large scale adoption. And what we've also seen being really important is to drive a standardized user experience. And that comes as well with ensuring that there's trust in using the payment. So absolutely, yes, I think that government has a big role to play. So as an example, when you look at a real-time payment system, and in our case in South Africa, we have PayShap that was launched over a year ago. We look to partner with the RTP system to really bring our fraud capabilities as an overlay, because we've seen that, you know, you want to ensure that there's consumer trust in actually using the platforms. And what we've also seen is that you need a good user experience, which is really critical for adoption and really, you know, large scale usage of the digital payment platform.
All right. And I think the other piece that also we might also need to get a sense of, to whatever extent whatever extent you can share, because obviously today, the topic of today's conversation is around digital payments amongst SMEs, specifically in South Africa. But sometimes we find that it helps to contextualize where South Africa sits on a particular issue compared to maybe other parts of the world, maybe other emerging markets or either comparable countries. So when it comes to that digital payments adoption from the small businesses and merchants, how is South Africa faring, you know, compared to maybe any other country that you might have insight on?
Yeah, so when we look at the continent, we have really seen incredible growth. And, you know, bringing expansion really and bringing on sellers onto the network. Like I mentioned, we've seen an acceleration when it comes to digital payments. When it comes to contactless payments, South Africa is leading the way when we look at it across the continent. And I think some of it has to do with when, for example, some of the pays were introduced into our into South Africa. I think it also has to do about, you know, how POS was rolled out on a large scale. But South Africa is certainly on, you know, leading the way when it comes to digital payments. And we've seen an acceleration through COVID, be it on e-commerce or contactless payment, and we sort of seeing sustained growth. So when we look at how we even comparing, I guess, to countries outside of the continent, I think that digital payments is starting to accelerate comparatively very well.
And for a company like Visa, what do you know, what strategic elements, you know, will you be looking at, whether that's in South Africa or on the broader continent, if we take a step back, you know, to just say in all of this push, you know, as Visa, I'm sure you are doing a number of different things, you know, to try and make this push, you know, as fast as possible to try and accelerate that. You have already alluded through this conversation to a number of different things, you know, such as I think we spoke about some of the taxi projects earlier on. You've mentioned, you know, some of the tap to add. You've mentioned your partnerships with some of the other fintechs. You know, anything else that you could possibly want to highlight, you know, just around how, you know, Visa itself is trying to push adoption in the various ways.
Maybe I will say that, you know, from a Visa perspective, we are really focused, you know, deeply focused around financial inclusion. It's something that is really important for us. So giving consumers and businesses tools and solutions to help them grow, bringing them into the digital economy is something that is quite close to us and something we are very passionate about. You know, our purpose is really to uplift everyone everywhere. And that's what we continue to work on, to look at how do we bring more people into the digital financial ecosystem. And we've seen, you know, when you do that, you actually lift the GDP of a country. And this is, you know, strategically what we will keep driving. I think one more use case I will talk about, which is what we launched in collaboration with the FNB, is the digitization of the toll roads on the N3. Yet another way in which, you know, you are taking cash out of the system, also making it a lot more convenient for consumers to just tap and go as they go through the toll booths. So, and I just think that, you know, from our perspective, we partner across the ecosystem. We work in an ecosystem. We work with governments, fintechs, financial institutions, and we come up with solutions and products to help our clients help their clients. And for us, at the end of the day, we want to be the, you know, we really want to drive financial inclusion and to be the best way to pay and be paid.
You know, when you're talking about the toll gate example, It reminded me of when I was in Canada many, many years ago. It must have been, I'm trying to think, let's call it 7 or 8 years ago. And they had a system at their toll gates, not as sophisticated as, you know, what we're talking about here in South Africa, but it was one of those simple enough things where as long as you have the right amount of money or change to pay the toll gate, you literally arrive at the toll gate and you just throw the coins. You don't even slot the coins into a machine. You literally just throw them into this little bucket. Yes. And the bucket is able to, as soon as the money lands, it drops into a hole, it counts the money, and very quickly, it happened so quickly that you almost never felt it. Almost felt as if you just slowed down, opened your window, threw something outside, and then the gate opened. You know, so it's always interesting the various ways in which you can make a process that people tend to go through all the time. A toll gate isn't really a high friction, you know, point. As long as things are working, you can be in and out very quickly, right? But just the time savings, that 30 seconds to a minute that a person saved in counting their money, giving it over, it count all of that stuff, you know, for a simple tapping solution like what you're talking about, or the bucket thing that you spoke to me, I think all of those little things, they definitely help to move the needle in one way or another.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had a similar experience many years ago. It was somewhere in Europe where it was exactly that system. You could just throw coins into this like a container that was there, and it counted and the boom opened and you're through. And now we look to digitize that using tap to phone.
All right. So before we let you go, Lineshri, you know, this issue of digital payments, you know, huge one. I'm just reminded now that as we were talking through the conversation, I understand that a lot of these stats are sometimes a bit hard to come by. But is there a sense of, you know, how many merchants exist in South Africa versus how many merchants are actually making use of, you know, digital payments and all that? I think the last number that I ever saw was that you've got roughly 500,000 to 600,000 or so card accepting machines that are amongst merchants, you know, in the country. And to the earlier point about multiple machines being with merchants, that obviously doesn't speak to how many merchants per se are actually accepting card payments.
So we have seen significant growth both on the continent, and we've also seen a large number of sellers actually come onto our network over the last couple of years. South Africa has been no different. We've seen just a significant growth. So you'd be happy to know it's a lot more than 500,000. We've seen well over 1 million in the South African market. And what's also more promising is that through the research that we've done, we've seen that 65% of the cash-only SMEs I already have plans in place to get a POS machine in the next 2 years. So we're going to see that number expand a lot more in the years to come.
That's actually quite an encouraging number, you know, and hopefully that's a number that can, you know, actually grow over time. So that's been it. It has been a really great, you know, conversation just chatting to Lineshri about the state of digital payments amongst, you know, merchants and small businesses in South Africa, giving us a sense of what's going on, you know, in that particular space, according to a recently recent report by Visa. Two-thirds of merchants and nearly 60% of consumers prefer card payments, with 78% of e-commerce merchants already on board. Some of the things that Lineshri was just mentioning as being drivers of being a big push of digital payments have to do with have to do with some of the practicality, such as the safety of digital payments versus carrying around, large amounts of cash for both consumers, and merchants. Also, at the same time, helping to increase some of the efficiencies because you spend much less time counting money. You spend much less time having to reconcile, certain payments at the end of the day when your systems are already digitized. Also, at the same time, providing simple track record and financial records that merchants can then go and use as a basis upon which to apply for, credit and that type of thing, because they can have proof of what's going on in their business quite readily and quite easily, which products are selling, which products are not selling, make some of those strategic decisions, the ability to then go to credit providers to say, hey guys, this is the need that I have in my business, and as you can see, this is what's going on in the business and why I need this type of funding or access to this type of product. Also, at the same time, talking about the push factor that has come through from consumers themselves, as a lot of consumers are carrying around less cash for their own convenience and safety, also being a push. I think the number that Lineshri gave to us earlier on is that the convenience for consumers is sitting at around 52%, as a factor, for the small businesses that are accepting the payments. She says that we don't have the exact number, but it's over a million, of these merchants are accepting card payments right now. Also talking about some of the barriers, such as your costs, such as your onboarding, and some of the industries that could definitely help to move the needle on digital payments, such as the taxi industry and a lot of the different initiatives that are being done to try and move the needle in that particular space. And I think just the last point that I would want to touch on, which she mentioned, is the fact that as much as there's a gap in South Africa relative to the rest of the continent, there's good evidence to show that South Africa is leading when it comes to digital payments, specifically on aspects such as contactless payments. So that's been it, Lineshri. I'm not sure if there's anything else that you want to add before we let you go.
When we talked about the tolls as well as the taxis, it's tap to phone.
Tap to phone.
Yes, I think when you said some of your sentences, you said tap to add.
Oh,
I didn't want to stop you while you were talking. No, it's fine. Absolutely fine. So, no, thank you.
All right. So that's been it. We were in conversation with Lineshri Mudli, who is the country head for Visa in South Africa. Lineshri, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So, for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.